We now present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard that on the day that Esmeralda was to be executed, a vast crowd was gathered round about the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Pierre Greenois waited for some time outside the cell of Sister Gadou, a strange old woman who was walled up near Notre Dame. Sister Gadou screamed abuse at all gypsies. She told Pierre Greenois that she had hoped to see Esmeralda hanged. At this stage, the crowd surged forward and the tramp of the soldiers was heard as they brought the unfortunate prisoner to the steps of Notre Dame. A lighted candle was thrust into Esmeralda's hand, and she was led up the steps towards the scaffold. At the top of the steps, she was met by Dom Frollo, who addressed her.
Gypsy girl, known as Zara Esmeralda, you have been found guilty by His Majesty's Ecclesiastical Court of witchcraft and murder. And under the powers of torture, you confessed your crimes. Now, before the vast multitude which has gathered here, I order you to go to your knees, saying that you repent the awful crimes which you committed.
I was forced to confess. I am innocent, I tell you.
As your spiritual advisor, I ask you once again to make full and open confession.
I have nothing to confess. You brought me to this pass, Dom Frollo.
Do you retract your previous confession?
That was not a confession. I did not know what I was saying. Pain loosened my tongue and drove me to say things that were not true. And you stand here before the people and accuse me of murdering the only man I've ever loved. I say now that I did not murder Phoebus, and I am not a witch.
I must warn you of the consequences of retracting a confession which was made freely and openly.
It was not made freely and openly. And I tell the people now that you are a foul deceiver. You have lied about me. You brought me to this pass, and you slew Phoebus de Chateaupert.
Silence, gypsy witch! How dare you make such accusations against the Archdeacon of Notre Dame? You are condemned to death. Can you not die without causing further trouble?
I wish to die rapidly.
Well, I must ask you to make free and open confession before the assembled multitude.
I will not confess.
You have already confessed once.
That confession was wrung from me by torture.
It is my duty to warn you that if you retract your confession, you will have to face torture again before you die, in order that you will not die with a lie upon your lips.
Will they torture me again?
My Lord Cardinal will be here at any moment, and I have to tell him whether you have confessed or not. If I tell him that you retract your confession, he will order that you be taken back to the torture chamber.
Oh, God have mercy on me.
The Cardinal is approaching now. What am I to tell him?
Tell him that I confess. I admit everything. I cannot face torture again.
Silence, everybody! My Lord Cardinal, the wretched prisoner stands before you, ready to meet her maker. She has made full confession.
Go upon your knees, Esmeralda. Let the people see that you repent your sins.
I ask mercy, my Lord Cardinal.
Did you have mercy on Captain Phoebus? Did you have mercy on any of the people on whom you practiced your witchcraft?
Oh, it is so cruel and harsh to make me confess to the murder of Phoebus. You ask if I showed him mercy. I tried to do what was right. I tried to send him out of my life. And now I am to die because someone else has murdered him.
What is this? Am I to take it that you retract your confession? Am I to have you dragged to the torture chamber again?
No. No, I could not bear it. I could not face torture again.
Then go upon your knees. Show the people of Paris that you repent your sins. Kneel as a token of full confession.
I go to my knees, my Lord Cardinal.
People of Paris, before me kneels a gypsy witch known as La Esmeralda. She is sent to pay the penalty for her crimes, and her body will dangle before you as an awful example to those who dabble in witchcraft and sorcery. Take her on to the scaffold.
The crowd seems rather ugly, my Lord Cardinal.
There is a regiment of soldiers here.
I know that, my Lord Cardinal, but there are many thousands of Parisians here also.
See, they have taken the girl to the scaffold. It will be all over in a few minutes.
Raise in arms the release of her, Esmeralda! Rise, my people, and overthrow her oppressors! She has come against no shame!
Keep that rabble back!
It will take more than your thousands to keep us back, my Lord Cardinal! We demand the release of this girl!
Back, fellow! Back! The girl must hang!
Hear me, my Lord Cardinal! We are convinced that the girl has been forced to confess! We are certain that she is no witch and that she did not murder Captain Secrecy Chateaubriand.
The charge has been heard and proved.
Yes, proved to your satisfaction, but not to ours. We demand the release of Esmeralda.
Quiet, you dogs. My Lord Cardinal speaks for the king. And Esmeralda is to hang.
We know all about you, dumb fellow. You persecuted the girl. You brought her to the foot of the scaffold. But we say she shall not hang.
Hear me, people of Paris. Esmeralda received a fair trial.
Silence for my Lord Cardinal.
I repeat, Esmeralda received a fair trial. I heard the charges against her, and I found them proved. Further to that, she confessed to being a witch, and she confessed to the murder of Captain Phoebus de Chateaupaire.
She confessed under torture! Would you not confess if the iron buskin was screwed upon your foot, my Lord Cardinal?
You insolent dog, you shall be whipped for this.
I do not fear you, and if you would save your life, release Esmeralda.
Fellow, you and your followers are foolish. Do you not see that there is a regiment of armed soldiers here? If you attempt to rescue Esmeralda, you shall be shot to pieces. Take my advice and go quietly to your homes and let the execution proceed.
We do not fear the soldiers. We say Esmeralda must be released.
I will not be intimidated. Let the execution proceed.
Come, my fellow citizens. Lift up your voices and call for La Esmeralda. She shall not hang this day.
The crowd are rushing the soldiers. They are forcing them back, my Lord Cardinal.
Keep those dogs back.
Death to our oppressors. La Esmeralda. La Esmeralda.
They will rescue her. See, they are surging over the scaffold. The soldiers are falling back.
It looks as if we are in some danger ourselves, Don Frollo. Come, let us take shelter inside the cathedral.
The crowd surged forward, forcing the soldiers back. Around the scaffold, there was a milling mass of humanity. Esmeralda was forgotten in the heat of the fight. The soldiers fought to save their lives, and the infuriated crowd fought to pay off some of their old scores against the soldiers. Suddenly, there was a shout of surprise when it was noticed that Esmeralda was no longer upon the scaffold. She had disappeared. During the fight, Quasimodo had crept quietly to the scaffold and had taken the half-fainting girl in his arms and run with her into the belfry. The fight between the crowd and the soldiers went on, and no search was made for Esmeralda. At last, a regiment of horsemen from the king's palace succeeded in dispersing the crowd. But the people felt that they'd accomplished their purpose. Esmeralda had escaped. Meanwhile, Quasimodo and Esmeralda crouched down in the belfry of Notre Dame.
Quasimodo, what shall we do? I cannot stay here in the belfry forever.
You can stay here until the hunt has died down, Esmeralda.
But what if Dom Frollo or somebody comes in here?
We shall climb the ladder, and you can live at the top of the tower. No one ever goes up there except me. You will not be discovered.
Oh, my heart is full to think that the people should rise to try and rescue me.
Oh, the people did not rescue you, Esmeralda. I rescued you.
Yes, I realize that, Quasimodo, and I am grateful.
Can you forgive me, Esmeralda? I know you feel bitter against me. I know I deserted you in your hour of need, But I am trying to make atonement. I have saved you from the scaffold, and now I will work night and day to protect you, to keep the soldiers at bay. All this I would do, and I ask nothing but your forgiveness.
I judged you hastily, Quasimodo. I realize that you are under the domination of Dom Frollo.
I have thrown off the yoke of that hateful domination. I am yours now, body and soul. I wish only to live that I may protect you.
Can you protect me against the forces of law and order?
I can but try. And who knows, I may succeed.
Have I the right to allow you to risk your life for me? Quasimodo, I know not what to do.
Will you stay here with me and let me care for you? Will you let me protect you?
I will stay here just as long as you choose, Quasimodo. But I feel somehow it is hopeless. I will be recaptured again, I know.
You will not. I swear that you will not.
It is true that the last place they would think of looking for me is in one of the bell towers of Notre Dame. Do you think we had better go up there now?
Yes, I will carry you up the ladder.
Oh, you are kind and good, Quasimodo.
Quiet, there is someone coming.
Quasimodo! Quasimodo!
It is Dom Frollo.
Quickly, I shall carry you up the ladder. He shall not take you from me.
Quasimodo, why do you not answer me, you knave? Are you skulking in the belfry?
Quasimodo hastily seized Esmeralda and clambered up the ladder leading to the tower. Will Dom Frollo discover where the girl is hiding? Will Esmeralda eventually cheat the gallows? We shall hear that in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.